happy fucking happy hour. It's Fraser Smith, radio legend. Radio legend.
Hi, guys.
And comedian.
Is that me?
Hi, honey.
Oh, hi. How are you?
We just like making the jokes. Like, put those headphones. Those are called headphones. They're called cans, Fraser. Put those on.
You know, I didn't know what you're talking about. I've never worn them.
Hi, not honey.
How are you?
I get all, I was just telling Vanessa, I get all straight and girly around him. I was like, I was getting you ice for your Diet Coke. I was like, can I bend over and get you some more ice?
As a matter of fact, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me get
you're
you
super
some more
sexy,
ice.
By the way.
Oh, so are you.
Can I say that?
You're looking
that?
Good. I haven't seen
can
you in
I say
a while.
That? She's super sexy.
So are you.
Yeah.
It's the phrase, babe. It's too hip. He's too hip. He's got to go.
I got to go.
That's
show's
his,
over. Good night.
That's his catchphrase, everybody. Too hip. Got to go. Fraser Smith.
Well, I really do have to be moving along.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, fuck all y'alls. We're having an after party.
Yeah, come on.
You
let's
and I are
going to
have, like, you know,
screw the show.
Nostalgia sex. Let's go.
Hey.
We have,
over.
We've been friends for so long, and we've both been at radio for so long that, I was laughing because we got a memo from the guy that owns the show because something got, we missed the dump button, and he's like, there's no swearing on the air. I was like, oh, you know, if I hit my 31st year in radio, I might have known that. Oh, really? Oh, we didn't know.
Well, you know. They have new rules all the time. You never know what you can do.
Yeah. If people don't know, you are just legend is not, it's not understating it. Is it, Vanessa?
No, not at all.
Vanessa's straight and hot and likes older men.
I do like Vanessa, too. She's very,
yeah.
I'm seeing some kind of a.
We do.
Well, I better not even go there. Maybe I should, though. With this music coming up. Starting
Fraser,
to get
Vanessa.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Wow. This show's over.
You can do love songs on the coast. Hi,
why not?
I'm Fraser Smith.
That'll
this
be
isn't
next.
Usually my thing.
That'll be next for me, believe me. I did a thing at a
but I love Vanessa, and I just this song now is going out to
wow
secret lovers.
Yeah, put keep that music on.
Yes.
Yeah. I work. Did you ever work at like a weird format that wasn't like I did an oldies
hello
format? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was the worst for me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know any of the music. And,
yeah.
You know, I kind of did.
Oh, I didn't know. I started in Lockport, New York. WLVL, everybody.
Right.
My hometown, and the music was on reel to reel, and I had to change it manually.
Wow.
And so, like, and there was like four fucking people that worked there, so I was like, I had no experience, and I did like the morning show, like Miller in the Morning, WLVL, everybody, and then like I, you know, had to change the, you know, and if you didn't do it in time, you hear like. And dead air, you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot to change the reel.
That's the worst sound for a DJ.
Right.
You would
silence
hear it in
and,
your sleep.
Oh,
you know, you'd be like, oh, my God, the record.
Dead air, the dead air
the
nightmare
dead air.
For radio people.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, why do we have dead air?
One time I was working at a station, and I had when they had the carts,
right.
Remember,
oh,
for
yeah
the commercials?
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I forgot.
I still have some. I have a box full of them.
You've
like, what
carts?
The fuck am I doing with those?
Well, we could start a station. You know, but I had those carts, and I forgot to put them in. So apparently the entire show was
right
done. That's what you asked me why I stopped
yeah
drinking.
was that it?
The entire show was done with no commercials. And there were like gaps of like 6 minutes where people, the next day they were like, my boss was like, what happened?
I can top that. Okay. See, this is what this is going to be. This is going to be a whole like old radio.
I love it.
Probably.
Broken down old battle axes comparing stories. So WLVL, I progressed very quickly, Fraser, because no one else worked there. Went from afternoon drive news anchor, where I mostly just, you know, concentrated on like kickers, fart stories.
Fart and stories then, are always good. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I yeah moved up the ranks till the Miller in the Morning.
You took over
and,
that
yeah
station, yeah.
And I never forget, yeah, I did a, one of my first shows, I did really like a tour de force that I was sure was going to end up in the, you know, Smithsonian, certainly, because it was a, it was like everything. It was like, you know, there's Catherine Hepburn in a traffic chop. It's going to be a long ride on the Skagit. Here's Linda Blair with the weather.
It's going to be hot as hell today.
You know, it was really like, wow.
How could you not go in the Smithsonian
like,
with those
right
voices?
It was like 20 yeah minutes. It was yeah 20 minutes, my opening segment, Frage.
Yeah.
I forgot to turn the mic on. So the guy I called, he's like, there was dead air for like 20 minutes.
I love it. Yeah, that's good.
And then the reels ran out.
Yeah. I used to come in at K-Rock, and the guy in front of me was a drinker. And I would come in, and he'd be passed out on the floor, and it would the song would be making that noise.
Yeah,
thum, thum, and he was out cold. Dude, what, wake up! I had
what's
to wake
with the
him
radio
up
and drinking. The guys I used to work with in Chicago, they would go drinking after the morning show at the Billy Goat Tavern at 9 o'clock in the fucking morning, like all day long till they passed out.
Oh yeah, yeah. We had the 9:30 club, where we would go and smoke weed at 9:30 in the parking lot, just before the bosses got there.
Right.
And then I made the mistake of my watch was off one day. And the bosses actually were pulling in during the 9:30
club.
Yeah. Today it wouldn't make that big of a deal, but back then, wow.
Right, right. So wait, so you're back doing it at KLOS. This is, look, Vanessa, just so you know who you're talking to, legend Fraser Smith. So famously, KLOS, 1979 to 1984, changed rock radio forever. Yep. Fraser Smith did.
I did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So on KLOS, so you're back now 10 to midnight every Sunday, and you are still, according to this article, too hip.
Am I still a legend?
You are still a legend and still too hip.
Oh, all right. Well, I got to go. No, the, well, I'm thankful to be back. You know, when you've been away from something for a while, you're
right.
Thankful. And, you know, it just feels different. It feels like I'm a different guy a little bit. I was a nut back then.
Yeah.
I was really, when I was legendary, I was on
you're
drugs.
Still legendary.
I was out of my
Most
mind.
Most legends are on drugs at the point that they're legends.
I was really, I can't remember one thing. And people always.
You were awesome. Just to remind you.
Oh, I was like, okay,
yes.
Good. Good to know. People
still
will
are.
Come up to me and they'll go, dude, remember the bit? And all these bits, and I don't remember any of them. I just play along.
Right.
I go, oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course
right.
I remember.
But yeah.
I did have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now I'm back. It's fun too.
But you, the other thing I love is, like, everybody's on, because you were saying in this article, I've been around so long, I'm friends with everybody, which, if you've
right.
been out with Vanessa, and I sense that you're going to be, because there's something happening.
Hey, wait a minute.
Trust me. You
have
to understand
cameras,
the
right?
onslaught
have...
that happens when you're out in L.A. with Fraser Smith, because he knows fucking everybody.
Yes.
And everybody loves him.
That can be, well, thank you. That can be good and bad, though. It's hard
yeah.
to get out of a room.
Right.
You know, I'll say, well, I'm going to say goodbye, a quick goodbye, and I'll be with you in 2 minutes, and then
right.
3 hours later. But
right. Because you've had everybody on. You've had Alice Cooper, John Lovitz, George Lopez, Bob Saget, Bill Bellamy. You're right?
I mean, yeah. You, and I only had to pay half.
And you look,
of
for 1,000 years old, you look really fantastic.
Wow. Well, most of this is rented. But yeah, I did.
This is all bought.
You look good.
I'm like
too.
Frankenwoman. There's nothing original here.
Wow. Well, could we shut this whole thing down? There's something going on.
Something.
Yeah, I'm lucky to know all those guys. And, you know, it's funny to see them again because they're all older. I just
yeah.
saw Alice Cooper at Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Right.
Cool to see him. We were going over the old days. And I met him because he called up my show one time. He's from Detroit.
Right.
Like me.
Yeah.
And he called up, and I didn't know it was him. And he started running off all the players that played for the Detroit Tigers when they won the World Series in 68.
Right.
And I'm going, who is this? I thought it was one of my buddies. They go, you know, who is, what? And he goes, it's Alice Cooper. So then we were buddies, and I played in his golf tournament, and now we're
right.
friends. And it's
right.
good to see those guys. Lopez is still a friend of mine. All
yeah.
those guys.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, you've been doing this forever. And listen, this is not underestimating it. I'm reading a piece that says, cult phenomenon merely scratches the surface in reciting the impact Smith had on Los Angeles radio from the late 70s through the mid-90s.
But remember, I wrote that.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But it was really well-written is my point.
Yeah.
This was very well-written.
Thank you. I write good stuff about myself, usually.
Autobiography.
Yeah, I can do that.
But what, tell, for the kiddies in the room, talking to you, Vanessa, tell the kids what.
Wow,
what,
Vanessa.
So you had your style was just different than everybody else's, and that's why. So what were you doing, and what the fuck were you doing, Fraser?
I had
and
no
how
idea.
Did it happen?
I had no idea. Again, I would have to credit the drugs. you know, I was a nutty kid, and I was a fan of, coming out of Detroit, there was a couple of DJs that were just kind of off the charts.
Right.
You know, there was a guy named Dave Dixon, and I listened to him every night, and then there was another guy, Dick Tyne, Dr. Dark.
Right.
Dick Tyne.
Right.
And they were like, they would tell jokes, they would, kind of like what you do.
Right.
That same thing, you tell jokes, then you play some music, but these guys were always sort of free associating.
Yeah.
And just doing stuff like that, and. You didn't really know what they were going to talk about. It was fascinating.
We all started like that, right? We're like, be funny in 14 seconds and don't fucking miss the post.
But I had,
hit
but
the
I was,
post with the next song and just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what we had to deal with. But then, you know, I got into Fireside Theater.
Right.
I got into, I noticed you're a fan of Hunter Thompson. I got into
yeah.
Hunter Thompson.
Yeah.
I got into all those kind of people. And,
right.
And so when I got out here, K-Rock was the station I got on. And it was really, you know, independent. It was last
yeah.
the independent stations. They were
yeah.
in last place. They were owned by some mobster.
Right.
And who I immediately got in trouble with. I couldn't stay out of trouble. And that kind of worked for me. You know, I was kind of the bad boy.
That guy. You were the bad boy of Los Angeles rock, Frazier.
I was. And I was on there. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And
I was a rock jock. This is why we bonded.
Yeah.
I was started at Sister Sleaze on the Brother Weeze Morning Circus.
Yeah, WCMF, that's right. Brother
everybody.
Weeze, right?
WCMF, Morning Circus, everybody.
You got it down.
And then I did WCKG, the Miller and Howell in the morning, most rock and roll in the morning, back to back, everybody.
What happened to Howell?
He's still there.
Oh, is he there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's on the right wing station.
Oh, okay.
But we're friends now.
That makes sense. Yeah. So I was on there one night, and David Lee Roth, who nobody knew then, climbed up the fire escape at K Rock, climbed in through the window. He kicks in the door and he goes, "Hey, man, you got to play my test pressing, bro." And I was like, "Get out of here. Who are you?" And he "Come on, you'll be sorry, man." I threw him out. He kept coming back every week.
Holy shit.
Wanted me to play his test pressing.
Oh,
finally, I go, "All right, man, all right." Just to get him off my back, I played Ain't Talking About Love off their first album.
Yeah.
And it went through the roof. You know, back in the day,
the
phones would light up. That's how you knew you had something good going.
Yeah.
And they were lighting up.
Isn't it like now you're like, is it raining where you are? Oh, look at the phones. What's your favorite color? Oh, look at the phones.
Yeah, they're just hoping to win something. You know, they want to go to Acapulco.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was, and so then we played the song for David, and then they kind of took off. And it was a cool time because all the bands were starting to break.
Right.
You know, the first night on the air in L.A., I met Rodney Bingenheimer was on after me.
Yeah.
And on his show were the Sex Pistols, Deborah Harry, Tom Petty, and the Ramones. And none of them had any product out.
Right.
And Rodney goes, "They're all going to be huge." I was like, "Right, Rodney. You know, you don't know."
Yeah.
And they're all huge.
It's like all of us old, you know, we're all going to be in the old radio person's home soon. You know that, right?
Do they have one of those?
We're all going to be deaf from the headphones.
Oh,
we're going to be like, "What?
Yeah.
Frazier, what?"
We'll be doing that anyway.
I used to work at the same time in the same building as Jim Ladd, so he'll be with us.
Oh, yeah, of course. At least he's got good weed.
But anyway, another rock legend. But what was I saying? I can't remember because we're old now.
The old. Yeah.
No, but I thought we all have these stories because when I did Morning Grub on Hot 97, everybody. Howard and Stephanie in the morning, everybody. Hot 97. Boys to Men tickets coming right up.
Right now.
Hot 97. Boys to Men tickets coming right up. Here's Betty Boo doing the do. Okay, but.
Ryan Seacrest.
My point is.
Super Bob number time, 2764 of the Horton and the Digital. Just a few moments. We'll give you the numbers to call.
Okay, we're going to play some music later, Vanessa, and Frazier and I are going to have a hit in the post contest.
We're going to do that.
Okay.
Oh, that's a
good anyway,
idea.
But no, we all have those stories because I remember my program director at Hot 97 saying that right before I got there, Madonna was sleeping in the hallways every fucking night going, "Would you please play my record? Would you please?" She would be there every fucking morning with her thing, like,
takes,
"Would you play?" Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We should get her together with David Lee Roth.
She didn't think about the window.
I know.
And she's, but you know, she's.
Come on, Madonna.
And she's springy. She could have gotten through
it. She got it easy. Probably easier than he did.
But you know, these kids today don't understand what it takes.
They don't know.
You gotta jump in the window. You gotta sit in the hallway all night.
If they're sleeping in the hallway, it's because they're on something. Come on, folks.
Exactly. We have so much history. We worked at the Laugh Factory a lot together as comedians with, and we have done endless Jamie Masada, owner of the Laugh Factory impressions together.
Buddy, let me tell
you. Buddy, sweetie.
Listen,
sweetie, buddy.
Listen, let me tell you. The Stephanie, buddy, she going to make it happen. She get it going, buddy. She wanted the comic, and then she had
sweetie,
the radio.
Sweetie, the
frizz. The radio. We get it going. She's between.
He called all men sweetie and all women buddy, and it just was interchangeable, and it was just, and you don't
and
even know what the fuck that accent
you
was.
You were stuck between a rock and a fireplace. You are between, I hear about it word of mouth.
You know, that was my first job out of college, you know, and I answered the phone.
For him?
Yes, and I put the fucking
comedian's
names on the marquee with that goddamn pole.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and I answered the phone, and I tried to sell fucking subscriptions to Laugh Factory magazine, or I don't know what the fuck I was doing up there. I was buying, like, Jamie pumpkin seeds. And sweetie, go get me some pumpkin seeds.
That's all he eats, yeah.
He's like a bird. He's like a macaw.
He's like something. Yeah, he is. That's right. I remember that. That's when you worked there. And then you and I did a show there one time, and you kept trying to set me up for a punchline of mine. And I didn't catch what you were doing.
Yeah, I kept driving around.
And you kept
saying, I did a panel. I was like, Frazier. Yeah.
Come on, dude. Pick it up.
Dude, T-ball. Let's go.
Yeah. Wow. Well, those were the days.
Sweetie, buddy, listen. Buddy.
I got to tell you, she had the new show, buddy. It going everywhere. She used to be on the radios. Frizz, I must tell you.
Frizz,
buddy, We get it going. What are we going to do?
What is he? Is he Israeli? What is he? I could never tell.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. We don't know where he's from.
I think he's Italian.
It's a weird accent. He's getting deported now that Trump's president.
Oh, he'll be gone. That's the one good thing about Trump is that Jamie might be deported.
Jamie will be gone.
Yeah. To five different countries.
They don't know where to send him.
Where are you from?
What the fuck's that accent?
Go back to wherever.
It was some sort of latka and
buddy,
taxi.
Buddy, Donald Trumps. He calls him Donald Trumps. You gotta love Donald Trumps. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Orange truly is the new black.
Hey,
come on,
hey,
folks.
Hey.
Come on. Where did you get
Smith
him?
Is here, everybody. Come on.
I know.
Everybody. Wait, because you don't do you do politics? I love this. You have the Puck Off podcast where you and your comedian friend talk about hockey.
Yeah.
That's so fucking dude-y.
I know, right?
It's the dutiest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Well, I didn't even want to do that. The guy asked me. He's a friend of mine. His name's Joe Bartnick. He's a comedian.
Right.
And he's really, knows too much about hockey. He's like a savant.
Right.
And so he goes, hey, I want to do a hockey podcast. I'm like, well, okay. And he didn't know how to run a show, which I barely do. So he goes, all right, well, will you do it? And I go, all right. So now I'm staying up watching the NHL channel every night trying to memorize, names from Russian players that you can't even pronounce. But I've been doing it for 3 years now. And why? I have no idea.
Right.
But I have a lot of fans on the East Coast now.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's the good news about a podcast like this. You know, you have the...
Well, listen, you're from Detroit, not Philly. Philly, they throw fucking batteries at you, so...
Yeah. Well, remember they threw snowballs at Santa Claus?
Santa Claus, yeah. Jesus.
I think that... I would have actually liked to have been there for that.
What was growing up in Detroit like? I have an actress friend who said whenever I need to cry in a movie, I just think of Detroit.
That's pretty good motivation.
I just hear Marvin Gaye. What's going on?
What's going on? That's what everyone in Detroit is saying. It's kind of like RoboCop. It is now. Back then, it was actually pretty nice. It was a beautiful town back in the day because they had money coming in because the cars.
Right.
And it really was the people buying imports.
It was Mitt Romney's Detroit when everything was, all the trees were exactly the right height.
And everyone looked like Mitt Romney, and the trees were all the same. Yeah. And it was a paradise. But now, cut to now. I took the wrong exit. I was going down to a Tigers game.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been to a Detroit Tigers game in a long time. I took the wrong exit. And it's kind of boutiqued out down by the ballpark. But if you take one or two exits...
Bonfire of the Vanities. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, it's like Walking Dead. Honestly, crackheads are walking in the street.
Really? Is that Negan with a baseball bat?
I didn't even stop at a light. What's I just happening? Kept going, baby. But back in the day, it was nice.
Siblings, what's your whole deal, Fraser?
I have two brothers. They
older,
are,
younger?
Both younger. One works for NASA. Hello.
Wow.
These guys have a brain. The other one's a doctor.
Did you ever use that as an insult? Yeah, what are you, rocket scientist?
No, I am an insult, just being around them. I am clearly the biggest idiot in the family. And
your brother is literally a rocket scientist.
He's literally a rocket scientist. And then the other one's a doctor, and what can
complex
you do?
Much? Oh, the other one's a doctor, and the other one's a rocket scientist.
Oh, man. What happened to me?
And you're a radio DJ comedian? Okay. I know the feeling.
Yeah. Well, the worst part of all is that they never see you do good.
Right.
They came out, my little nephew was in the Rose Parade. He was in a band, and they won whatever in Indiana and got to be in the Rose Parade. So they came up for New Year's, and we were all going to the Rose Bowl game the next day, and they come down to Laugh Factory, and it's New Year's Eve. And Jamie's like, oh, I'm glad to meet your family. I thought you were. Do you
Sweetie.
Know he's an idiot. That's what he always says. Nice intro from Jamie. He is an idiot. But here you sit down. And so we watch, they do the show. It's the worst crowd ever, ever. No comic got one laugh. And they just think that I suck. They're just like, this guy's an idiot.
I launched a satellite today. What the fuck did you do?
Yeah.
You launched just one bomb after another.
Yeah. It's not good.
Oh, honey. Sweetie, buddy, listen.
Buddy.
What did your parents do? What was your upbringing like?
My dad was a doctor.
Okay.
My mom was a mom, and they,
What kind of doctor?
He was a, I don't know. He
oh,
was
wow.
He was like a GP. A GP.
He was in the CIA.
Yeah.
Please.
He could have been.
If you don't know what kind of doctor, he just...
Could have been. He was a
that
GP.
That was his cover.
I probably a cover. Kind of looked like James Bond, my dad.
Okay.
He was like Bond.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, he did. He was like Bond.
Which Bond?
The first one.
Oh.
Connery. And he was a big...
Connery? Oh, you mean Connery. Connery. Not Connery. Yeah. That's different.
But he was like... And that's where I got into comedy, because they loved the albums. You right. know, back then...
yeah, the comedy know, albums.
They would
big.
Have the
yeah.
albums. They would have Jonathan Winters, right. You know, Bob Newhart, you know, different comedy albums, Flip Wilson. And they'd have cocktail parties and then put those albums on.
Wow.
And then I would take
them. It's so old-timey.
I know, right?
Vanessa's yeah. like, oh, my God, totally getting a grandpa complex. I love it.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of interesting. And then I would take them those same, and then I would switch them out. I'd put a Richard Pryor album in.
Oh.
They'd be playing it.
Shake it up.
And he'd be dropping yeah. some F-bombs, and they'd be like, what? Who's right. that? But yeah.
Is that the new Negro?
Yeah, kind of. But, well, you know.
So you grew up wanting to be both radio DJ and comedian, or?
Kind of both, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of both. I was a fan of comics. I loved yeah. Johnny Carson. That was my
yeah.
idol.
Yeah.
Still is my idol. And I got to meet him.
Wow. What was that
cool.
like?
That was cool. Well, when I was
Frasier,
on K-Rock, that was, Frasier, you're weird. You're a wacky guy. Don't ever come near me. But I...
security.
Security, please. But you're on my show, Johnny. I don't care. Get him out of here.
Ed, how weird is he?
He's pretty weird. But I do Ed as Johnny.
Very
do,
weird.
Oh, there you
very
go.
Very weird, Johnny.
Yeah, there you go. I do both as Ed as Johnny. It was cool. I was at a party, and I was on K-Rock, and I was huge. All of a sudden, I got,
right.
it was like a viral thing
yeah.
before viral.
Yeah.
And what happened was the K-Rock was at the bottom end of the dial, which it still is.
Yeah.
And they weren't owned by anybody big. They were an independent station. All of a sudden, punk rock and new wave kind of took off. So all of a sudden, we benefited from all that.
Right.
We were just going up.
Yeah.
And I had this show on Friday and Saturday nights, and I was crazy. I was screaming. I was yelling. I was breaking things. It was pretty entertaining.
It's so funny because I know you personally as a friend. You are like the nicest guy in the world. And
well,
gentlest. I love you. And I'm like going, that guy? I don't know that guy.
That was cocaine. But anyway,
okay.
Meet my friend. But, you know,
I'm gonna say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, exactly. So we were lucky because all of a sudden we were the top station. We went from the
wow.
lowest station and,
wow.
you know, from worst to first. Thing
right.
you always dream about.
Right.
That actually happened. So all of a sudden we're big and my show has taken off and everyone in town is talking about it. And this happened really fast.
Yeah.
I didn't have a clue. You know. You're on the radio, you don't know. But when you start going out, people are like, have you heard about this guy? And he's on the thing. And so then I go to a party, Johnny Carson's there, and he goes, hey, I hear Frazier Smith is here. I want to meet Frazier Smith.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, this is cool. what's sad about radio.
Cool.
Because all y'all kids don't realize how, you know, all of us, like, radio was fucking huge. Like, I remember just, like, I was a stupid little fucking DJ in, you know, Rochester, and I remember, like, at a stoplight, a bus side pulls up with my face on it, like, Brother Weeze and Sister Sleeze in the morning, like, radio. I mean, and if you would understand how big, like, Frazier Smith was in Los Angeles in the heyday of radio, I mean, that's what's kind of sad. I mean, you know, because now we have smartphones and this and TuneIn and Sirius and this and
yeah,
that. And
you
it's so
do it
sort
now.
Of diverse, but yeah,
couldn't
but I mean,
do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's too bad.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is.
Exactly, because there's so many radio legends. We've had Phil Hendry on here. We've had Randy Rhodes. We've had, you know.
I just had Phil on my show.
Yeah,
he's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes over here and does a voice, and then he goes
yeah,
over here.
Yeah.
And I tried it. Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't know.
You like you sound the same, Frasier.
Yeah.
You're just a guy.
I have no way of changing my voice. But,
I thought
yeah,
it was a spectacular
bad.
Johnny Carson.
Ah, that's weird.
Ah.
But the thing is that, in those days, you could create a personality that
right.
that could get big. And the cool thing about radio is you can't see the person, so you don't know. It,
right.
It's kind of mysterious. It's kind of like Wolfman Jack in American Graffiti.
Yeah.
You remember when they were driving around going, what's he look like? Is he black? You know, what's going
yeah.
on with that guy?
Yeah.
I have a Wolfman story, too.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
You have an everybody
good.
Story.
This is
going to be the only first and only 9-hour happy hour, everybody. Go ahead, Frasier.
Well, I went to the Christmas party and for KLSX.
Yeah.
And Bob Moore, first of all, Bob Moore and I
know Bob,
the
yeah.
general manager, right? And he goes, Frase, let's do the Blues Brothers. I go, what? And he goes, yeah, for the Christmas party, we're the Blues Brothers. So all right, we had everybody did a little skit. It was employee skit night. And we're out at a restaurant in Malibu
right.
on the beach. And so Bob and I go to do the Blues Brothers. We were doing Soul Man. and we rehearsed it. So he goes, didn't Belushi, this is a second before we go on, didn't Belushi do a cartwheel before? And I go, I think Bob. And before I could finish, he's running out there. He tries a cartwheel. He flips into the amplifier.
Bob's a rotund man.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
And he can't get up. He's on his back. He frays, help. And I got, so I'm doing both parts. I'm out there vamping. I hear Bob groaning in the back. So we had to cut the party early, and we're Wolfman's at the party.
Yeah.
Because KRLA.
Yeah.
Was in the same building as the same Christmas party.
Freddie Smith, all right, man. I love you, man. You're crazy, man. Let's smoke a joint.
So we get high in the bathroom. He goes, and everybody leaves. Finally, everybody's gone. It's about 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
He goes, I got an idea.
So he gets into his car. He gets a gun out. So we're out on the beach. We're shooting at the moon with
literally.
A gun. Literally. And he's howling. Oh, bam, bam, bam. So the cops, we hear a siren. We were running down the beach. We're hiding in somebody's carport. It's me and Wolfman Jack.
Just stay here, man. Stick with me. We're all right.
All right.
That's hilarious. Two radio legends
That's
taken
what
into
legends
custody.
Legends do when they get together, folks. Where's my gun?
That's fucking fantastic. So wait. So is your family, you know, what's the word?
Disappointed!
No, not disappointed.
Oh, yeah, I think they are.
No?
Yeah.
Are they,
we can certainly
Do they understand your legend, too, even though you're not a rocket scientist or a doctor?
They really don't. But, you know, I get no legendary status at home. What did Jesus say in your hometown? You're nothing. Yeah, I really feel that way. But they know a little bit. They see me on TV a couple times.
Let's talk about your love life because Vanessa's here. What's your deal, Frasier?
Well, I'm pretty available now, Vanessa.
No, really?
I know if I didn't see a ring.
Uh-oh. No, it's not a ring. That's no. You didn't
What's
see
happening?
That.
Because I forget. Have you been married?
Never married.
Oh.
Never married.
My.
But... you know, the life of a legend, you do have many opportunities to. Not anymore, though.
As far as I know, you're extra crispy bucket of straight because, you know, girls will be like, never married, confirmed bachelor.
Yeah.
No, I can confirm.
But I am extra crispy. whatever that qualifies you as. But, I still date.
Yeah.
I've got several wonderful women that I'm able to.
Well, none of them are Vanessa Rumbles, are they?
Well, they're not, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm done with them, at least for this interview and shortly after. Vanessa.
But do you ever wanted to get married, have kids necessarily?
No kids. The kids bug me.
Kids are,
you know.
They're fucking irritating.
They really are, aren't
Jesus.
They? You know, it's funny. I work with Tim Allen a lot, not to drop a name.
Yes.
But Tim is hilarious in his stand-up because he says, everybody thinks I like kids because I'm in those Santa Claus movies. Because
right.
I hate kids.
Fucking hate them.
He goes, I'd never hurt him or do anything weird to him, but he goes, but I don't like them. And they always come up to him. I mean, their parents always bring their kids up. It's the Santa Claus, you know.
Right.
And I feel the same way. I'm just not a kid person.
Yeah.
I'm friendly to kids, but
kids, you know, because like everybody, like kids love me because I'm the dogs love the person hate dogs.
Yeah.
No, right. Kids love me.
Yeah, I think
because you don't talk down to them because I don't give a shit what they think. So
I like them too.
They love me.
Yeah, I get that too. And I had the little kid from I'm friends with Dr. Kent, you know, on the Dr. Kent show, and Kenny's got a kid on the show that's like this unbelievable actor, this young kid, Albert Tsai is his name. And we're like best buddies. He comes on the show. He did my radio show. He's a genius kid. He makes you look bad. You know, he's on there doing all the stuff.
Don't work with kids or animals.
The temperature, the weather, you know, he's looking at the traffic. He's doing everything.
Right.
12.
Have you been in love with love, sir?
I have been in love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple times. Mm-hmm. That didn't go anywhere.
What happened?
Well, I'm an idiot.
When
you're a professional idiot, it's pretty, that is my job. I think it's mostly what it is.
Okay.
And I have crazy hours. Yeah, there you go.
You're a radio guy, so I have to have a jingle for that.
I could be playing almost all day long for me. You know, but I think it's mostly that I'm undependable and unpredictable.
Chicks dig that.
They dig it at first. They dig it at first. I don't have a problem.
He's a rebel.
He
doesn't go by time.
Oh, he's a bad boy.
Yeah.
He's a bad boy.
But after you haven't shown up for the 400th time, you're out.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I think it is attractive at first, and then later it's like, no, this guy's a fool. You know, he's never there on time. He's never going to come home. And that's, yeah. I'm unapologetic about it.
Right.
When I get in a relationship, it's not to be a jerk.
Right.
I just have a crazy schedule. I think most comics have a crazy schedule.
Right.
And you're up every night and you're out every night.
Right.
And you're not usually at my age chasing women. Back in the day, I probably, but now right. it's more like, let's go get something to eat. And
your
talk
pussy
about,
grabber days are gone.
Well, not entirely.
No.
Although I do like Trump's new movie, Jack Reach Around. Have you seen that?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Folks, come on. We have the rim shot ready. But, you know, I can still meet women. I just can't really hold on to them for very long. So
no, I'm dating a new girl. You'll meet her. But I'm like, that's what I'm like. If history's any guide, I'll fuck this up.
Well, that's what I always think, too. And that's probably not a good way to think.
Everyone says that. Stop saying that.
Don't put it out there.
Don't put it out there.
I get that, too. They always say, don't say.
Whatever, Gandhi.
But it's
I'm all broken inside, man. I'm all fucking dead inside.
Well, how about you? What's going on with you?
Mm-hmm. I'm dating a new girl.
Oh, okay.
The hot chick from Vancouver, as we know her here on the show.
Really?
Because it gives me an exit plan for the whole Trump thing. She doesn't live there, but she has dual citizenship.
But
so
you are out. If
might
you have
skedaddle.
Yeah, in Vancouver.
I am not going to skedaddle. I'm going to stay here and fight. I fight, fight, fight.
Well, in Canada, it's way too cold.
No, I grew up in Buffalo. Fuck that shit,
oh, for you,
man.
It's nothing, yeah, but...
Fuck that shit.
I hear Californians saying, we're going up there.
I started
you know?
The Buffalo Yuck Yucks, everybody. Hello, Yuck Yucks.
Oh, that, okay.
How you doing, everybody?
Yeah, that's Canada annexed.
Where the betting game ever was like, will Sam Kinison show up for his gig this week or not? And will he show up smelling like pussy for a morning radio show?
Yeah. You know, I helped discover him, too.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Sam and I go way back.
Mm-hmm.
Westwood Comedy Store.
Wow.
And we used to put him on at the end of the night to chase out the crowd so we could go home. Because he would start screaming at him. Then they would go, honey, get your coat. We're out of here.
Get your coat. Oh, my God.
We're gone. We're
He's
gone.
He's a crazy person.
He's nuts.
Yeah.
And then later, that's what made him famous.
Yep. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Same thing.
He was like an id. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait, you might have 1,000. You have 1,000 celebrity stories. What are your favorites? Because you have the weirdest, like, you know fucking everyone.
Well, a lot of them I can't tell because they involve drugs, but...
we'll just leave that part out.
All right, let's see. What's interesting?
Let's just edit.
I remember I mentioned Alice
Cooper.
We'll
cut this out in post, Frazier. Don't worry.
I remember Alice Cooper's... I mentioned his golf tournament. That was kind of funny because I was the worst golfer. And I was out there. It was me and Pat Boone. Pat Boone!
Holy shit.
There's a name from the past. And Pat Boone was dressed like an Englishman, and he was singing heavy metal songs the entire time.
Right.
He's a heavy metal freak. And we're bad golfers. So we were way behind everyone else, our foursome. And finally, they turned off the lights at the course, and then they turned on the sprinklers. We're still out there. And so I remember
we're not done. We're still here. I'm with a rock legend.
We were supposed to do some, I was supposed to do something at the thing, and I walked in, and it was over. I was supposed to do... do a comedy routine, and everyone had left, and we're dripping wet, and I don't
from the sprinklers.
Yeah,
that's so sad.
That was sad.
That's the saddest little story.
It was a bad little story.
That's the saddest little story.
Most of my stories are kind of sad. Yeah, they can be a little sad. The other one is Motley Crue. I can tell you Motley Crue.
Yeah,
I can't tell you the really juicy Motley Crue stories, but I can tell you the one
God
about
damn it, Frazier
discovering them.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
I was at the good old Rainbow Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. You know the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, all the rock stars hung out there. They still do, but back then it was everywhere, every night, there was rock stars.
Right.
So, but most of them weren't rock stars yet.
Right.
Some were, but, you know. So I would go in there, and everyone in the place, because I was the big DJ in town, would give me their cassette.
Right.
Back in the cassette era.
Remember that? You'd be like, I don't have anywhere to carry. Okay, I'll just take it. Okay.
In every pocket.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, fine.
But yeah.
I got that, too.
I would go home, and I'd throw them in a drawer, and I'd never listen to them, ever.
Yeah.
And then one day I was sick and I wasn't going to go to work. And so I thought, I'm here. I might as well listen to a few of these anyway. So I pulled them out. I started listening to them and they all sucked pretty much.
Suck.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. And then finally I get to one and I go, wait a minute, that's good. Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
And it was, what was the song? I can't even remember the song by Motley Crue. Livewire.
Oh, yeah.
Livewire.
Yeah.
Which I guess was their first big hit. So I played it on the station the next day, which my boss screamed at me, dude, what is that? And then everyone started calling in, what's that song? We love that song. So my boss goes, okay, you can play that, you know, after he yelled at me. And so, we started playing it. It took off. They took off.
Yeah.
Boom. It was back, you know, where you can't really do that now. You couldn't really do it now.
Yeah.
But back then, you still had a little bit of liberty to do that.
Yeah. I can't imagine what you think of the radio business now. It's just, it's fucked, man.
It's bad. Just it's bad.
Fucked.
But that's why I'm a little lucky on Sunday. You got to come do my show because Sunday night is...
10 o'clock Sunday night. Prime time for me, Vanessa. It's not like I've been in bed for 3 hours.
Come on, you're up. You're up complaining about Trump. We got to get you in there. But you know what I like about it is because of that late hour, no one really knows I'm on. I don't think my boss ever listens. And, you know, I can do whatever I want.
Right.
I can have whomever I want on, and I can play whatever I want, which is very rare.
Yeah.
These days, you just can't.
Yeah.
Do it. And if I had a more structured, regular job, sometimes I'll do a fill-in thing, and I have to follow all those rules, and it is a nightmare. I mean, it's really hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like the radio business is fucked. The only thing, like, technology has helped at least us, because you go, you know, okay, you can get us on your TuneIn app on progressivevoices.com, and you can get us on the iHeart app on this station, or you can go SiriusXM, or you can go, you know, I mean, that's this whole fucking thing they would always say, like, content is king, because radio as we knew it is fucking dead. I mean, unless you're Rush Limbaugh and you're on 600 stations, you know, if you're a progressive, fucking forget it. We're on a handful of regular stations.
Yeah, I've never figured that out.
Yeah.
I figure there's got to be a lot of progressives that
want
to
More people actually voted for fucking Hillary Clinton.
Right, come on.
Donald Trump.
Exactly. I don't get why right-wing radio does as well as it does. I'm not sure why, but
because the conservatives own all those stations, and they own Rush and Sean, and they own the stations that they're on, and so of course, you know, business wise, they don't write them to give up spots.
I guess that's right. I had to do a fill in on KABC, and exactly. You know me, I know nothing, and it was like all about politics, and I was on there, and I was just saying the stupidest stuff, and then people were calling up going, are you an idiot? You don't know anything.
They're like, yes.
Then I would change whatever I had said to exactly the opposite.
You're like Donald Trump. You were the original Donald Trump before he was Donald Trump.
I was flipped.
Whoever you talked to last, you're like, yes, that's it. Yes.
That was it. And needless to say, that went
but
no further.
But you're more of a liberal. You're not a conservative.
I am more of a liberal,
yes.
Yeah, but I didn't know I didn't know all the what was going on, really.
Right.
So I was just kind of winging it.
You could be president now. Isn't that
exciting?
Yeah, I
know, right?
That's exciting.
It certainly hasn't stopped him. But, you know, it was a thing where I felt like I still thought it was a great show. Yeah. I had all my buddies calling in. George Lopez called me from the road. Hey, man, is that you? He goes, you sound really stupid. And so I have George on for half an hour. Then Tim Allen called me. I had all my buddies heard me on there and started calling in. I thought it was a great show.
Right.
But they didn't. So, you know.
Because you weren't a right-wing asshole. So that's the thing.
Well, probably.
I was on KBC. I got fired. I had the highest ratings. I had the highest ratings on the station. It was during the Clinton impeachment. Because like 70% of the country, I didn't think he should be impeached for his private life. It was dick jokes galore. What's more fucking
What's
awesome?
What's more fun than dick jokes?
Right? Oh, my God. It was Come like, on. Really? Dan Rather had to say penis every night. It was fantastic.
You had to love it.
Yeah. But no, but they were like, you know, but they tried to syndicate me. I got like 14 stations. They were like, she's liberal. They're like, right, but she's funny and she has great ratings. They're like,
you
she's
always
liberal.
Had a great show, though. And you know what? A lot of everyone loves you. You know, my cousin back in Michigan in Detroit. I want to do a shout out to my cousin Paul.
Hey, cousin
He's
Paul.
He's a huge fan of yours. He listens
up,
every
Paul?
Day.
What up, Paul?
You're on every day.
Three way,
right?
Me and Vanessa, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, I get pushed out of the three way?
What?
Cancel
you got
Paul.
You shoved
then.
Out for Paul.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, dude.
All right. Well then I just
Hi,
made
Paul.
I made him up. No, he he's my cousin and he loves you.
Aww.
Loves you. He calls me all the time. How's Steph? Have you seen Steph? And I go, well, not for about 3 years. Well, what you doing?
Yeah, why haven't we seen each other? You know, the makeup sex is going to be fantastic tonight.
You know.
At the happy hour, don't you think?
I think it will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to lean over and get you some more ice in a minute.
Now, do I have a shot with you?
Yes.
Or is it, I do, really?
Sure.
No. Do I? Don't you like?
Oh, my God. She just winked at you. My executive producer winked at you. That her,
I wasn't sure who I was looking at when I said, do I have a
that
shot?
That was the whore boss. Mm, yeah, pretty much.
I think I would have a shot with her.
You're like, who doesn't?
Vanessa, come on.
Sure.
Yeah. Great. I've missed you.
We look pretty good together, don't you think?
I've missed you. Mm. You're looking handsome and romantic.
She's very sexy.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe I will have a drink. Mm. No, I'm
All
kidding.
All right, let's do this.
I'm kidding. I'm not going that
let's
far.
Let's just shove him off the wagon.
Yeah. I
Great. How do we tell us how we help you, follow you, do something?
Help me. I need a lot of help.
Okay. KLOS. KLOS
Sunday night, 10 p.m. till 2 a.m.
Can you listen to that around the country?
Yeah, on the iHeart.
Okay, iHeart app. Yeah. Frazier Smith, you got to fucking check it out. He's a radio legend if you've never heard him.
I think you'll like the show.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
And really good to see you.
Good to see you too, Frazier.
Am I still part of the three-way?
Vanessa and yes. I are. Yeah, we have bacon grease upstairs. We
I don't
have,
mind
we
watching.
We have a Doberman.
Either,
we have a battery pack. I just planned
a battery
ahead.
Pack.
I'm not really even certain
that
why.
Got my attention.
I just we did a little like scavenger hunt of stuff that we thought might happen. You know,
handcuffs.
Right. Vanessa.
Listen to Vanessa
in.
Chiming in.
All right. Well,
wow.
That's fantastic. Wow, it's going to be a happy hour, everybody.
This is on, folks.
It's going to be an after party.
We'll give you a recap tomorrow.
People coming. The hot.
You got cameras too, right?
The hot chick from Vancouver's all right. coming. Wow.
I can. Okay. There's a Hulk Hogan lawsuit somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah, come on.
As, you know, Cyndi Lauper would say, Rowdy Roddy Piper, you're going to get yours. I don't know what that
she
means.
She was right, though. She was right.
I think she was right.
Yeah. Hey, really good to see you, though.
I love you, too, Frazier Smith.
Love you.
I love you. Frazier Smith. Happy
Thank
everybody.
You. Vanessa. Wow.
Hey.